this is John Gunn, and I'm going to do a demonstration today for the first part of probably a 3 to 4 part demonstration on Microsoft Outlook 2000, in particular the calendar program. I'm going to do this in a few sessions because there's a lot of things to look at. And I'm going to be using Windows version 4.5.3, actually the 4.5 beta 3, and again using the Windows 2000, their Office 2000 Outlook, I should say, and as I said, in particular the calendar program. There's a couple of things when the calendar program comes up, or when the Outlook 2000 comes up, I should say. Generally, it defaults to the mail program. Now, for all intents and purposes, I have it right now set up for the... when I usually come up, it is in the calendar program, which you can set up for options for this. I'm using Eloquence for the speech, and I want to see exactly how the... we want to see how the calendar actually can be set up. That sound you heard in the beginning of the presentation was the reminder dot wave that the calendar does remind you. The neat thing about the calendar, Outlook calendar, is you can set reoccurring appointments, and it's actually fairly easy to use. I don't usually use it at home, but for my work, I do use it. If I get meeting notices, I can set up an appointment, but we're going to do all that as time goes on in future sessions. First of all, we're going to look at options in the, first of all, Outlook 2000 to get us to our calendar. So what I'm going to use...
F file, pull down, T, the address book, dialog, O. Menu closed. Property sheet. Property sheet. Link options. Preferences. Mail delivery. Mail format. Spelling. Secure the other email. Change the appearance of messages and the way they are handled. Default button. ME mail options. Dialog calendar. Customize the appearance of the calendar. Button. See calendar options. Dialog 15 minutes.
Okay, so you can obviously tell.
Tab control. Preferences 106.
Well, we're gonna go to
mail delivery 2. Mail format. Spelling 4. Security 5. Other 6. Of 6. Checkbox. Check the empty or deleted items folder upon exiting.
Tab
control. Other 6 of 6. Other 6. Secure. Spelling 4. Other 6. Of 6. Checkbox. Button no advanced options. Button T auto. Button R preview pay. Button OK. Button tab control. Other 6 of 6. Checkbox. Check the empty or deleted items folder upon exiting.
Well, I messed up here.
Tab control.
But that's okay.
Other 6. Security. Spelling 4. Mail form. Mail delivery 2. Of 6. Preferences 1. Of 6. Button ME mail options. Checkbox. Check the default reminder.
Okay, this is your email options.
Rich edit 15 minutes. Button C calendar options.
That's
dialogue.
What we want to go to here. Is your calendar options.
Space. Dialog calendar options checkbox unchecked W calendar work week sun.
Now this work week sun course, this generally your work week would begin of course Monday through Friday. So sun is unchecked.
Checkbox checked W calendar work week Monday.
Monday is obviously checked.
Checkbox checked W calendar work week Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Checkbox checked W calendar work week Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Checkbox checked W calendar work week Thursday. Checkbox checked W calendar work week Friday. Checkbox unchecked W calendar work week Saturday.
All right.
Combo boxy first day of week. Sunday 1 of 7.
Sunday, I don't know if this is considered the first day of the week or the first day of the work week. I assume first day of the week, and that's what we're going to go with here.
Combo box Y first week of year. Starts on Jan 1, 1 of 3.
Okay, that makes sense. First week of the year.
Rich edit at start time, 8 o'clock a.m.
Now, this start time is 8 o'clock a.m., of course, your typical work day. And this is what this is referring to as.
Rich edit and end time, 5 o'clock p.m.
Well, I don't work that long, but that's your default. And you can adjust it to whatever you want, to 4:30. Or if you're, like some people I know, you come in late and you leave early. No, I'm kidding on that.
Checkbox unchecked calendar options, K show week numbers in the date navigator.
Now, what I'm not sure exactly what this is.
Checkbox unchecked calendar options. I send meeting requests using my calendar by default.
My calendar by default as sending meeting requests. Of course, this will be sharing with other folks at in your place of work.
Combo box B background color 1 of 12.
Well, I don't really care about this here, and I don't think most of us do.
Button Z time zone dialog. Button may chat holidays.
Now,
dialogue.
This is interesting. Your time
button
zone.
Button Z time zone. Dialogue.
We'll see what this says here.
Space. Dialogue time zone. Rich edit L label. Combo box Z time zone. GMT 6 o'clock Central Time. U.S. Canada 9.74.
Now, GMT U.S. Canada. Well, let me shift tab.
Rich edit L label. Combo box Z time zone. GMT 6 o'clock Central Time. U.S. Canada 9.74.
Now, GMT... I'm in Wisconsin, by the way, and we're central time. Of course, this is recorded in summertime, so technically we're on daylight savings time. But standard time is 6 hours behind GMT or Greenwich, England.
Checkbox check current time zone D adjust for daylight saving time.
And there we go.
Checkbox uncheck that show an additional time zone.
Well, we don't really care to show an additional time zone unless you're commuting, if you live on the fringes, I would imagine, of a time zone, and your office is in one, and you happen to frequently, whether you fly or whatever, to a business connected to that, in different time zone, I'm assuming is what this is.
Button OK.
So we're going to OK on this.
Space. Button Z time zone. Dialogue. Button A chat holidays. Dialogue.
Holidays, I don't think we really have to worry about
button
this.
Button R resource scheduling. Dialogue. Button no free busy options. Dialogue. Button OK.
For all intents
space.
And purposes, we'll
button
just
C calendar options. Dialogue
here.
Property sheet property. Bridge edit our reminder time 8 o'clock M.
Again, your reminder time. This is your daily hours, your working hours.
Button T task options. Dialogue.
And task options, we won't worry about.
Button
that
no contact point. Options. Dialogue.
Contact options.
Button J journal options. Dialogue.
Journal options. These are your different folders in your Outlook 2000. You do have a task, your journal, so on and so forth.
Button and note options, dialogue.
Note, I mean, the same thing.
Button OK.
And we're going to OK on this.
Space, inbox Microsoft Outlook, list view, no selected item.
So now, right now, we are in the inbox for Microsoft Outlook. Now, there's a couple of different ways we can get to our calendar.
Preview, inbox 5 of 10, depth 2.
We have our inbox.
Drafts 4 of 10.
Drafts.
Deleted items 3 of 10.
Deleted.
Contacts 2 of 10.
Contacts.
Calendar 1 of 10.
And what do you know?
Sunday, August 17.
Now, right now, of course, as I said, August 17. And this is 2003. Now, we're going to eventually set up an appointment. But for Windows users, and I suspect those JFW users, when you're in the calendar, you want to make sure to do Alt-K. And I think what that does, it sets a format to how it displays. Now, if I want to go to, let's say, Monday.
Monday, August 18.
Okay.
Sunday, August 17. Saturday, August 16. Sunday, August 17.
And so on and so forth. Now, if I tab, I've got no tabs for that day. However,
Monday, August 8th.
Now we're back
Sunday,
to
Sunday, August 17th.
That was by tabbing or shift tabbing. Now, however, I do know that on September 1st, I have a monthly appointment. This is a recurring appointment. So to get to that, we're going to hit Alt.
F file pull down.
V.
V. V current view pull down.
G.
G. K Outlook today.
That's Outlook today, which I'll explain that in a little while.
E go to date, dialogue.
E go to date.
D go to today.
Or D go to today.
E go to date, dialogue.
So we're going to go to date.
Menu closed. Rich edit D date day. Off.
And.
Zero.
Right now what we're at is we're August 17th. So I'm going to type in 09.
09.
Slash.
Slash 01.
And since it's the same year.
Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Monday, September 0th 1.
Okay, Zereth, well. It's supposed to be zero, but anyway, I know that I have this every month.
Rich edits heartworm pills.
Heartworm pills, that's for my dogs. This is an occurring appointment the first day of each month.
F file pull down.
So what I'm going to do, we're going to look at this appointment.
E edit pull down. You undo disabled.
Oh, wait, I'm
menu
sorry.
Closed, E edit pull down.
No, I'm sorry.
Menu closed.
We need to do this.
F file pull down.
F file.
W new pull down.
New.
O open.
We want open.
O open. As selected items.
That's what we want, selected items. There's only one in here.
Menu closed. Button OK. Dialogue open recurring item heartworm pills for the dogs as a recurring appointment. Do you want to open only this occurrence or the series? Radio button open this occurrence. Check radio button open the series. Uncheck default button OK button cancel.
Now, since the recurring appointment is, we're not going to open the series. We're just going to do the
Radio button check to open this occurrence. 1 of 2.
That's default.
Button OK.
So that's what we'll do.
Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Heartworm fills for the doc's recurring appointment. Rich edit. Remind Jill tomorrow to give the docs their heartworm fills.
And I usually do that a day in advance. In other words, whatever. So.
Calendar Microsoft
and
Outlook.
That's how it
Monday,
is.
September 0th, 1:09:30 p.m. RW.
So 9:30 p.m. That's when I set the time for. And that's for the next day on that. So technically the second of every month, but I give myself a reminder. So you really can set an appointment for, you know, a recurring appointment. Now, we also did the date option here too. I went to September 1st, 2003. What if I wanted to find out, let's say, what day, and this is just kind of a sideline thing here, but you can really do this, it's kind of cool. If I want to find out what actually day of the week I was born, and my birthday is November 4th, 1954, and I'm just really curious. Actually, I know I've done this before, but we'll find out, so we'll do...
F file pull down.
F for file.
V current view pull down. G, K outlook today.
And I believe...
E to go to date.
E
dialogue.
Go to date.
Menu closed with 0.
So make sure to get that out of there. So
11/04/0/4/199/5.
Whoops.
5/4. Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Friday, November 04. Saturday, November 05. Friday, November 04.
I'm not sure that. I always thought I was born on a Thursday, but that says Friday. Well, let's find that out. Let's do that again.
F file V G K outlook today. E menu closed. Rich edit 9/11/04/1994.
Whoops. Well, that's my mistake. I didn't think that was right. I won 1994. Let's do this again here.
11/04/1954.
Ah, this makes more sense here.
Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Thursday, November 04.
So we are at, it was a Thursday. I was born on a Thursday in 1994. Now, for those of us in the United States of America, let's say if I want to find out the actual, you know, the technical date that we're doing the, celebrating the birth of our United States is July 4th. So, I know that was 1776. Let's see.
F file V, V curve G, K outlook E, menu closed, dialog.
And we'll plug this in here. 07/04/1776.
Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Thursday, July 04.
So, our birthday or our country was born on a Thursday, 1776. I don't know how far the calendar does go back, but let's say I want to find out, let's see if this works, and I think it will work. I want to find out what day are on our, when the United States is 300 years old, which is, of course, will be 2076, and I really don't think I'm going to be around for that, but let's say what that data is going to be on that.
F file pull down E. View undo disabled.
Whoops.
Menu closed. F file V. V curve G. K out E. Menu closed. Rich edit. D date Thursday. July 04, 1776. Dialog go to date. 7.
So we're going to do
07/04/2076. Calendar Microsoft Outlook. Saturday, July 04.
So our nation's birthday will be on a Saturday when it's 300 years old. Now, that gives you quite a span for the calendar. That is quite a difference on that. And what I will do is at this point, I will end the presentation, and the next session we will do is we will set up an appointment and hear actually how we can do that. And maybe hear our reoccurring, or maybe hear an alarm, so on and so forth. And again, if I'd like to give you my email address. Again, my name is John. The last name is Gunn, G-U-N-N. My email address is gunn@tznet.com. And I'm going to spell that phonetically for you. GUNN@TZ, as in zebra, net.com. And I hope everybody enjoyed this, and there's a lot more to come. There's a whole lot to do with the calendar program, and but we're going to find out actually how really easy it is. We're going to open up reminders, so on and so forth. So thank you and have a nice day.
Thanks to all our contributors this week. Don't forget, of course, you can visit Main Menu on the web at acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.